This Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up is for Skill Hire, your employment and training specialist.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hits 92.9. In this catch-up,
Australia's new bachelor, Nick Cummins, the honey badger.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Alice and Ryan John.
What is your confession?
Incredibly juicy.
Hit 92.9 and Frontier Touring presents R&B Fridays Live 2018.
Usher,
Salt and Pepper,
Lil Jon,
Genuine,
and so many more for one night only.
Coming to Perth's NIB Stadium, Friday, November 9th.
Tickets from Ticketmaster, 11 a.m., Monday, August 20th.
Oh, you love it when you look at the screen in front of us where the callers are and they all say anonymous.
Well, they tried that yesterday and we accidentally blurted out her name as Mel.
Oh, God. Well,
Shout out to Mel, though.
I love that they're all anonymous because it makes you think they've got to be juicy confessions. Correct. Now, you will win tickets to R&B Fridays Live if we pick you, and then you'll go in the draw for a meet and greet with Usher.
Anonymous number one, what is your confession?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good,
hello.
Thanks.
What would you like to confess?
From what I know, I have a child with a girl whose boyfriend thinks it's his.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Lay low, bro. You got a fair bit of child support you might be owing.
So why do you think it's your child? Does the child look like you?
Well, I was sleeping with her three times more than he was, and he was using a condom, apparently.
All right. So does...
An old Frankfurt.
Yeah. Does she know that it's probably yours as well, or is she just going along with it with the current boyfriend, or...?
They're just going along with it, and she doesn't really want to say anything because her pastor father will find out, and it's a very religious family.
So, anonymous number one, do you feel guilty that you're not raising that child yourself?
I would like to know. However, I also don't want to ruin a whole entire family and daughter's relationship with her parents.
Yeah, right.
Mm. Wow. Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
I wouldn't be overly fussed about the pastor, to be honest with you.
The pastor... father?
Yeah, I mean, like, okay, he's an important role in the as a grandfather, but I mean, I'd rather be off on the father or not before I worry about a pastor.
Interesting, juicy.
If I'm being honest, when he said father pastor, I was thinking of faster pasta.
So, I nearly said that. I had to catch myself.
Like, oh, one of the great cheap noodle restaurants. Anonymous 2, what is your confession?
So I actually haven't told anyone this except for the people that are there that know. So this is pretty embarrassing.
Oh, this is our producers, you mean, or...?
No, just the people that were present at the time.
Funny.
So, a few years ago, I went out to a staff party. I got blind drunk and we went back to a friend's house. And I woke up the next morning, didn't think I did, like, woke up at my house, didn't even know how I got home. Didn't think I did anything embarrassing. And I had a text message saying, you know, it was really weird what you did, and if you could come back and clean up in the morning, I'd really appreciate it. And I'm thinking, oh my God, what have I done? And I'm calling and calling, and he won't answer because he's asleep, but I'm, like, persistent. And he finally answers, and I'm like, what did I do last night? And he goes, basically, you wandered around for a few minutes looking like you were looking for something, and then you leaned up against the wall, squatted, pulled down your stockings, and you peed on the floor inside the house.
I'm okay with that because I thought you were going somewhere else.
Oh, no. Thank God.
I mean, it's still not great.
Yeah.
We've all had to pop a squat here or there.
Not inside. Not in the house. Was it like carpet or floorboards?
Floorboards, thank God. But it was so embarrassing.
Oh,
there were about 15 people in the room. And,
Oh, my God.
Anonymous, yeah. That is so funny.
Well done. Let's go to anonymous number 3. What is your confession?
I slept with my partner's brother about 2 years ago.
Oh, my God. Are you still with your brother? I mean, not your brother.
Which one?
Are you still with
your brother? Not my brother, no. It was about 2 years ago. I left him, my partner, and then it happened. And then I got back with my partner about end of last year.
So does your current partner know that the brothers?
Definitely not.
And is it weird between you when the other brother's around?
I try to see him as least as possible.
And does he have a girlfriend or anything now?
No.
But when you do see the brother, is there like a wink or a nod or a sort of, you know, any kind of...
There's just a very awkward like look.
Oh my, who was better?
I was gonna ask that.
Oh my God, I'm not answering that.
It's the
well,
brother.
We know the answer. Dang.
All right, so here's what we've got to choose from. And I mean, what a choice
God,
we have this morning for confessions. Anonymous number one believes he is the father of a child who, a girl, yes. he was like the
That's
side
speculative
guy.
Speculative though.
Speculative. Anonymous number two peed on the floor, just straight up at a party on the floorboards. And anonymous number three slept with her partner's brother and now is back with the original partner. First of all, just well played, Perth.
Oh, I mean,
three
God,
great
I
options. I'm thinking number three is my vote.
The only thing I'm thinking about number three is they were single at the time, like...
Yeah, but still, can you imagine if, like, say if you... No, I won't even put that scenario out there.
Yeah, but, I mean, yeah, you have to live with that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Hyde, who are you voting for?
I go either two or three, anonymous. The Pete at the party or the partner.
Zave?
Well, I think, so you like three. I'm a half camp in three as well.
Yeah.
So I think number three, anonymous three, has probably cleaned up the tickets.
Well done, anonymous number three.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Well
Hopefully
done.
You're...
You can bring the brother.
Oh, my God, definitely not.
Thank you so much for playing. Hit 92.9 and Frontier Touring present R&B Fridays Live 2018. As we said, Usher, Salt-N-Pepa, T-Pain, Trey Songz and more. It is one show only on Friday, November 9th at NIB Stadium. Tickets on sale 11 a.m. Monday, August 20 from Ticketmaster.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Guys, I don't... how do I say this? I don't want to be too precious about wedding stuff because it is just one day of a whole entire life. No.
Too late for that, mate.
Don't be like that, Ryan. I don't know if I'm being unfair by being upset here, but... Okay. I tried to speak to Griffo about it. He was like, oh, you're so caught up in the moon. You're so moody. Like, you're so hormonal.
Like, my God.
Because, you know, your moods were supposed to change over the last few weeks. He's like, I really think you're overreacting.
I'll try and be very balanced here.
So when you send out wedding invites,
mm-hmm. yep.
you have a little box that you tick back, you know, a little card that says yes, no, you know, and you fill out a few things
about
like buses,
attending,
yeah,
and
attending,
stuff, yeah.
dietary requirements, bit of that stuff on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, forgot to do that one, but you know, I'm just hoping that you know if they've got dietary
but yours is
requirements,
not a sit
they'll
down
let
anyway,
me know.
Is it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, cool.
It's all you can eat pizza and grazing table.
Yeah.
Good. But we've received a few back in the last few months, and I have noticed this trend. And like I said, I don't even know if these people are my friends. Actually, that's how I'm feeling. That when they declined, that's it. There's not even like a nice personal message like, oh, thanks, you invited us to your wedding. Sorry, we can't make it.
So
I feel
what
like
do they
that
do?
Is, they just write decline. Like for me, it's like,
well,
weird.
You should have left a box that says decline and please leave a nice message at the end.
Yeah. And I'm sorry. Tell me how great I am.
But do you know what I'm like? There's a space on the back. Like we have invited, and not like if you're calling and like sending a text message later, hey, did you get my decline? Like for me, we've invited you to our most special day of our lives. We obviously think very highly of you. You can't even say, oh, sorry, guys, we're so gutted we can't make it. Love to you and Griffo.
Maybe they're not.
Exactly. So that's what I actually feel.
But
like
that,
I found out like, some of my friend who my friends and family are.
Yeah, can you
which
describe,
I mean family like whatever.
Sorry, can you describe who the people are that have declined? Like are they...
There's
sort of first round invitees or
yes,
family
yes.
or are
and
they?
There's about a handful of them, and that's why I actually genuinely feel super upset.
What have you spoken about them on the show?
Yeah,
okay,
they're people
so they're
that
close.
They're people that are quite close, and one of them in particular, it was just so blasé when he sent me a message.
Hey, it's Griffo's mate.
No. He's actually a mate that I did Big Brother with.
Did someone instead of writing no just give you a nope or a nah?
No, because it's just a box.
Are you just a tick?
To me, I'm like, it's just so offensive.
Here's one of my biggest gripes in life, and everyone should write this down. Don't ask a question if you're not willing to hear the answer. Because if you say tick
like
a box,
he's yelling at a few people behind the scenes here.
If you say tick a yes or tick a no, then you have to let them tick the yes or tick the no. You can't be like
yes.
You're setting them up for failure.
No, but the thing is, like, and that's what I said to Griff. I was like, are my expectations too high? Like, I'm a polite person in the way that, like, but for me, I'm like, they obviously invited me to their perfect, their most magical day to be a part of it. That I'll just be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Send it. Like, his auntie sent us a beautiful card with $100 in it. Obviously, didn't want the money, but it was the card was beautiful, apologizing why she couldn't get there.
For mine, I'd just say, nope. Tick the box, no, and then if like, and then, I'd follow up with a phone call maybe and stuff.
Nothing. I've heard absolutely nothing from about 10 people. And to me, like I said, I'm questioning whether they're even friends anymore.
131060 is the phone number.
I think you're being too precious. You need another, the compliments box.
131060. Is Heidi being precious or is it in fact rude to just say no, send it back with no follow-up, no reason, just ticking the no box? 131060, give us a call. Just a quick one for you, Zave. I haven't received my thing to tick yes or no. Have you received yours?
Well, we had this discussion in the studio. Xavier said, I don't want to come to your wedding. He said that in the studio. He was like, you know, I can't come anyway. So I was like, okay, well,
no, in your fairness,
you two are going to be the only people invited. But then Xavier, I can't have Xavier without. So it's just.
So me and Xavier combo deal now, apparently.
Blanket rule.
But my excuse is a fair reason why.
Yeah, but I never said that it was not okay.
No, but I just don't want people to think you're being rude.
Can you just give Xavier the honour of being able to tick the no box and send it back?
Oh, please, I'd just tick it and throw it.
Well, I actually had your invites ready to go, but when Zave spoke to me like that, I was like...
No, but I have a child due on the same day. I'm not going
What's
3 hours south.
The child or Heidi?
131060 is the phone number.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Am I being too precious? I sent out a bunch of wedding invites. And then obviously you expect people to not be able to come. Like life gets in the way.
In all honesty, did you expect anyone not to move heaven and earth to be at your wedding?
Well, no. My thing is if you're that good a friend, then you probably would try and move heaven and earth.
Yeah.
Like one of my girlfriends, she was going to lose her job. And she's one of my close mates. But my issue is when people decline, they're not writing nice messages. Like just, oh, sorry, we can't be there. We've invited you to our most special day. You're obviously a fan favourite. Do you know what I mean? Like, we obviously love you.
Okay, so you've obviously been invited to 18th, 21st, 30th, all that sort of stuff. If you can't attend, you often write a...
Always will send a nice card. Like, that's just... Or a nice message or something like, sorry, I can't come. But I mean, for me, a 21st is a little bit different to a wedding, but that's a whole nother
situation. No, what I'm saying, like, at that point in your life, though, that is your big
day. But for me, I'm just kind of like... All you had to do was be like, sorry, guys, we really appreciate you inviting us. So for me, I'm kind of like, are they even that good of friends?
The fact they can just tick no
just
and send
no
it
with
off.
Not, and some of them not even their names. And I've had to then message people who have declined.
Shout out to Woody.
I've heard he's real busy.
Woodrow.
Hey, let's go to Wallad Kerry. What's your thoughts?
I understand what you're saying, Heidi, but that's nothing, sweetheart. I actually had to change my wedding date for my sister because it was on her birthday.
Oh, no. That's like
so you, the
next
sister's
level.
Like, not on my birthday. You must change.
What? Yep, pretty much.
Oh, my God.
I would have probably
so what was your
not
sister
been
doing?
Okay with that.
Yeah, what was your sister doing on her birthday that was so important?
Yeah.
Oh, she was just being psycho at that stage.
She was jealous. Was she jealous?
She was, absolutely. So I actually did a surprise wedding at my husband's 40th birthday party.
Oh, so you ruined his 40th. Hey, Kerry, do you reckon that it's rude though? Like, honestly?
Yeah, it is kind of rude, but in the same sense, maybe they were in a rush when they were doing it. Maybe they've got other things happening, like, you know, maybe they're...
Nah, I'm not having that, Kerry.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, though.
Although, can I just say, Kerry's husband is an absolute legend here, and here's some advice to all men. Have your anniversary on your birthday, because then you will never forget the anniversary. There's a hot tip. Let's go to Sarah. What's your thoughts?
Well, I was in a similar situation to Heidi, actually.
So what happened with you? Like, so you sent out invites. These people are your most special people in your life. Obviously, you're inviting them to the wedding. You have not invited work people because, you know, and then you've invited these other people and then they just tick declined.
Yep. It was a girl I'd known for a long, long, long time. Got a simple no back. And so I thought, So I rang her, and it turned out she didn't want to come to my wedding because I didn't ask her to be a bridesmaid.
Oh, she was on strike.
Wow, so maybe that's why my friend can't get off work.
Killed me.
Oh, actually, and so are you still friends?
We weren't for about 10 years, but now we're sort of slowly talking,
That's a long time between innings, though. 10 years, far out.
It is, like, oh, God.
I find that very... skewed towards a female, I'm not your bridesmaid, so I'm not coming.
That's a whole other issue, though. Like when you've been a bridesmaid for someone else in the past, and then when you're getting together your list, and you're like, they're not in the bridesmaid list.
Oh my God!
Like that's
I'm
tough.
More popular than them.
Let's go to Welshpool, Danny. What's your thoughts?
Hey, Heidi, Zabby, and Brian. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, Danny.
Heidi.
Yes.
I didn't get an invite to your wedding, so I'm happy to get a second round invite.
Oh, the leftovers.
Let me check the day. Just let me check the date, see if I'm available. I'll come.
So, Danny,
I love wedding.
Danny, do you know what? We were originally going to have second round invites, and then Griffo and I went, do you know what? We'll just, because my second round invites were actually going to be work people, because I was like, then I'll have a clear mind of who should come to the wedding. And then I was like, it's too hard inviting work people.
Yep.
Too hard.
Yeah, but I'm not work people. I'm allowed to come. I'm a second round invite.
Have we actually met before, Danny? Or
we have actually, yes. We met down on Rockingham Foreshore.
Yeah.
A couple of years in 2015.
What was I doing at Rockingham Foreshore?
You were doing a fundraiser.
Oh, great. I was doing good charity work.
She wasn't blind on the pier, like trying to get home to Bunbury.
So if I have a photo of us, I can come to the wedding.
No, I never said that. And your invite is in the post, Danny.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Now, yesterday I was in discussions. I was conversing with my dear partner, Emily. We had an obstetrician appointment at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Now, Em was a bit tired yesterday. We were just chit-chatting away. And she goes, all right, mate, I've got to go. I'm going to the toilet. And I was like, oh, that's a bit strange, you know. I don't need to know that much. She goes, yeah, I'm just going to have a quick micro nap.
On the toilet.
On the toilet.
What?
She took herself to the bathroom. Obviously, there's a seat there. Put her head in her hands and had a snooze sitting on the toilet.
So this is in the public toilet at the...
At work.
At work.
Yeah, at work. Just sitting in the public toilet, just like, look, I just need 2 minutes here.
Just having a moment.
And off she went, had a snooze, and then...
Did she say that she actually went out for that couple of minutes? Because you know how you can try sometimes, but it just doesn't happen?
Well, working in breakfast radio, I reckon a nap for me to get me from being pretty tired to... is about 6 or 7 minutes. If I can get 6 or 7 minutes of shut eye, I am back.
Do you feel like you can sleep almost on command?
No. I don't sleep much at all. But if I desperately need a little bit of the old closed lids, it's about 6 or 7 minutes, and then that'll get me through to about 4 a.m. if it's
back.
A weekend.
I love that
back.
She just went and sat on a toilet.
For 2 minutes. All she needed was a 2 minute shut eye on the toilet. Probably coincided with the time that you'd use in the facilities to do your number two. Yep. So people would be like, nah, she's sleeping. She's just...
No questions asked.
No questions asked.
You don't really expect someone to go to the toilet to sleep at work, do you? Like maybe under the desk or something.
Well, that's what I want to know. 13, 10, 60. We all love our jobs and we all work our backsides off, but sometimes we get tired at work. I want to know 13, 10, 60. Where do you go for your micro naps? I also had a friend. I won't say his name, but his name's Jacob. He used to work in a busing industry in scheduling and managing of buses and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Whenever Jacob got a bit tired, he'd go say he's off to inspect the buses and just open up the bus door, go down the back seat and have a snooze on the back seat of the buses. Yeah, so clever.
Well done. Isn't it a thing now with like the new modern innovative companies that they'll have like little nap rooms, like your Googles and your that sort of stuff?
Some of the footy clubs have got nap rooms sort of stuff. Yep. Yep.
Well, which footy clubs?
Probably a few. I think Adelaide do. Like more so that, you have your little power nap, get your energy right enough to go again for the second half of the day.
That's how my dad worked for 40 years of his life. He would literally have lunch and then he would go have a 10-minute power nap every single time under his desk because I'd always ring in there. They'd be like, oh, Heidi, it's that time. He's having his power nap. And that's how he worked. Mm. And then he would get his, next bout of energy for the afternoon.
Is your dad Spanish?
No, because they do like
afternoon.
3 hours sleep,
yeah,
don't
they? Around,
no, he's a micro sleeper too.
All right, 13 10 60. Are you a micro sleeper? And where is it that you sneak off to? Is it at the toilet? Is there a little meeting room that you no one's going to be using? Maybe there's a little spot on the work site if you're in construction. No one ever goes to level 14.
I've seen someone sleeping whilst holding the lollipop stop go. I've seen it.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hitter. Download it today.
131060, we are talking micro sleeps and work. Where do you go just to get a bit of shut eye? Because let's be honest, we live busy lives and sometimes we just need the 2 or 3 minutes to catch up. Yesterday, Em was a bit tired and she's doing it pretty tough at the moment and thought just 2 or 3 minutes on the can, close the eyes, recharge the battery, and away she went for the rest of the day.
And no one's going to question a pregnant girl being in the toilets for a long time.
Nope, absolutely nothing. 131060, give us a call now.
Sam, where are you sneaking in a nap?
How you going, legends? Hey, yeah, look, just to set the scene a bit, this is my first job straight out of uni, and we all know we get a bit of a sleep in going to uni and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was going into the construction industry, so it was like big 12, 13-hour days. I'm like, God, this is hectic.
Yep.
It was with electricians, and I don't know if people know, like, in the switch room, you got a false floor, and it was a new switch room we were constructing.
Oh, yeah.
And I could sneak in there and lift one of the floor panels and duck underneath there, and it was a nice concrete sort of culvert, nice and cool. I got a good half an hour to an hour sometimes. People walking in and out of the room didn't know I was under there.
Where did they think you were? You just gone on smoke oil or something?
Well, I was an engineer, so my job wasn't really doing the construction. Oh. I could go out and do inspections and stuff like that. And I thought I was out there just doing my job, but sometimes I just couldn't keep my eyes open. So
and when there's so many people on the sites over multiple floors, you don't know where everyone is. And they might be off doing something else.
And you're not answering to someone. You're not like, oh, you're the boss. You've got three people, little tradies under you. It's like, you are just the engineer who's in charge of the show. Let's just keep rolling around and get a snooze somewhere.
Great little tactic.
Yeah. I'd be scared of getting underneath the floor in a construction, because they might be like, yep, we're ready to pour the concrete in there.
Let's lock up for the night.
Exactly.
That little micro nap became a full night's sleep. Hey, let's go to Dudley Park. Christy, where do you get your naps?
It's not actually me. It's my husband. When he was an apprentice, we used to go out a lot and he'd go to work on a Saturday morning. And one time he actually fell asleep on top of the ladder.
So it looked like he was working.
Yeah, he ended up getting called Big Bird after that. So that was his nickname because he's a bigger sort of fella. So
so on top of the ladder, was he leaning on the roof or something?
Yeah, like he's a ceiling fixer. So he's up against like the frame of the ceiling and just kind of stuck his head there and was on top of it, just perched up there asleep.
Does kind of look like you're working because you're up on something.
A couple of minutes, recharge the battery, and I'm sure he laid a couple of good roofs that day.
His dad was not impressed.
No, it's really not that safe. But, you know, when you got to sleep, you got to sleep.
I'm on the record for saying I am impressed. I'm not worried about his safety at all.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hitter. Download it today.
131060 is the phone number. I would love to hear from the ladies of Perth, just hear if anyone's going through something similar that my girlfriend Bridget is at the moment. Now, Bridget's changed a bit recently, probably the last few months, right? So she's a winemaker, a very successful career lady. But the reality is that Bridget just wants to be a mum. That's all she's ever wanted to be in life. She wants a family. She wants to raise kids. And actually, the feeling of being pregnant, she just, you know, she loves all that and she's really looking forward to it. Now, when she saw other ladies in the street previously who were pregnant, she would be like, she would just always be smiling, be like, oh, how good's that? It's so beautiful. And, you know, maybe one day. But recently, it sort of changed a bit because she wants it so badly for herself that she kind of sees people and she feels a bit guilty for being late, but you can actually see her almost start crying because she's just so sad. So she was talking about it recently on a podcast and have a bit of a listen. And ladies, if you're in the same boat as Bridget, we'd love to hear from you.
I get this really like intense feeling of jealousy and sort of sadness when I find out friends, family, colleagues, other women are pregnant, because like I want that so much for myself. It's sort of like this bad dream where I feel like I'm the only barren, childless woman and I'm stuck in a room full of beautiful, pregnant, glowing women. I feel this massive sense of guilt because I feel this way, because I shouldn't. I should feel happy for them. Like, what a beautiful miracle for them. And you never know their journey to get there. Anyone who's listened to season one will know that I've had to, through great lengths, convince Ryan that having kids is a good idea. And so that's been really hard to just, and a few other friends of ours have fallen pregnant just accidentally. We accidentally got pregnant. And here I am, like, I've got to go through this whole conversation and try and, you know, turn Ryan's mind around and make him even want to do it. It's not coming from a place of hatred. It's not like that awful green-eyed monster where I want to run her down with my car or something. How dare she be pregnant?
Whoa.
It's not like that.
Whoa.
I mean, it's not like that at all. It's just this immense feeling of, I just want that for me. Like, I want that for myself.
So that's Bridget speaking. There's a podcast with myself and our friend Taylor, who is similar to you, Zave, expecting in the next couple of months. And I don't want to put words into your mouth, but they just sort of got lucky one time and a bit of an accident.
Not so much an accident. Yeah. Like, we just weren't.
Well, you knew we were
going to get married. We're getting married this year, or we're going to have kids this year. So
yeah, but
had to propose first there, Ellis.
Yeah, no, well, we. Yeah, and we're not going to have a shotgun wedding or whatever.
But Bridget is, as she said there, a little bit ashamed and embarrassed because, you know, you want to be happy for people, and she genuinely is, but she just sees the big pregnant belly and it just makes her so sad.
Well, it's funny because my mum struggled to have kids and she wasn't supposed to have kids. So I've always had that in the back of my mind, but I've also gone through a lot of things where I don't know if I want to have kids, but I've got girlfriends who have tried to fall pregnant for 10 plus years. On the last show, a lady called Sharon, we found her a donor egg through this, and she had a beautiful baby boy 2 years ago. He just turned 2, Jack. So the struggle is real, and I think that you don't know unless you're in that position, like Bridget. I know for me, I'm very satisfied with my day-to-day life now. Do you know what I mean? But I've got friends that just have that burning desire to just be a mum.
See, I'm so unsatisfied.
You are?
Yep.
And
absolutely
unsatisfied. So you've got
works,
the burning desire.
Don't get me wrong, work's okay, but like...
Should we be going
No, but like it is such a... Work's just the thing to pay for a child for me.
So that's beautiful. Like, do you know what I mean? And there would be guys that would be exactly the same as you. Always wanted to be a dad, like, and you'll be a great dad.
But I just think it's a stage of my life. Like, I've been lucky enough to do footy for 11 years. That was all very selfish. Everything I did was for me. Now, literally, in all seriousness, and hopefully that I don't offend anyone at the radio station, but I mean... If I had to move for a child, I'd quit tomorrow. Like, it just wouldn't worry me.
I'm sure every
parent just would not worry me one bit.
Absolutely. Well, 131060 is the phone number. Like I said, Bridget was feeling a bit sheepish and embarrassed that she would sort of have a few tears in the supermarket. And I think she would love to hear, and I would love to hear as well, that she's not alone, because I thought she was sort of very brave in admitting that.
Yeah.
And she's a bit scared that, am I the only horrible person?
No.
So 131060, are you also getting teary at the sight of pregnant ladies?
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Is anyone experiencing the same thing that my girlfriend Bridget is experiencing? When she saw pregnant ladies previously, she would have a big smile because she's like, how lucky, and it's the miracle of life. And she's a bit of a hippie like that. She's like, it's so beautiful that a lady's body can produce children. And she was always so happy.
It's crazy, isn't it?
And now, while she's still happy for the people, she's starting to get a bit sad for herself because she's so desperate to be pregnant. She's so desperate to be a mum. And on the weekend, she was talking about it on a podcast and was saying how she feels guilty that she's not happy for everyone, and that, you know, maybe she's the only one that feels that way. And it sort of struck a chord with many ladies around Perth and Australia. Mm. And I was just wondering if people in Perth this morning feel the same way.
Well, it's brave that she spoke about it, because I think for a lot of people it's the shame that they feel because you're supposed to be so happy for your friend or your random colleague. Yep. I mean, I always just felt really sad that they were leaving me. That was, you know, that they were going off to be, like, it wasn't necessarily that. It was like, I'm not going to have a friend anymore.
This baby's stealing my friend.
Yeah, like.
For the record, so I'm not crying. I just poked myself in the eye with my headphones.
Oh, no, you're just a big softy, Xavier Ellis.
Oh, geez, that hurt.
Let's go to Heather. What's your thoughts, Heather?
I 100% get it. I'm very, very similar situation. Me and my partner have been trying since October last year. So literally every time I see someone who has a baby or is really heavily pregnant, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I want to be you right now.
Aww.
How old are you, Heather?
24.
And so when you're going through like that, because you are quite young, do you have to, have you gone through tests and everything yet? And is everything going okay? Like, because I'm sure that would add so much strain on and pressure onto you trying as well.
100%. Like, we haven't done that yet. We made a deal. We're like, okay, we're still pretty young.
Yeah.
Let's give it at least a 1 year, and then we'll start going through all the tests and see what other our other options are.
A lot of pressure, though, in a relationship. I mean, I'm sure you're going through it at the same time. Like, that you're not probably being with each other for enjoyment anymore, and it probably takes...
It's all business.
It's all business, and that would be hard.
Well, and this is not to be crude at all, but it is quite a relief to know your pecker works. I'm being serious. serious. Like, doodle's not there for any other reason to have kids.
Yeah, well, like, Bridget has often said, like, oh, like, you know, what's wrong with me? Is there something wrong with my body? Like, what's going on? And it's similar for the guy. You kind of go, oh, is it me? Am I the problem? And you feel a bit guilty like
that. So you've got 100%. Similar feelings to her.
Yeah, well, I want to know that mine works as well. Heather, quick question. Bridget, this is what I found really strange. I totally understand that, like, I want to be a dad and it'd be great to have kids, but she actually wants to be pregnant. And for me, the pregnancy bit seems painful.
We'll
and
give
sick.
Her a month of morning sickness. And
yeah, that's what I thought. So for you, is it just the end result, or do you want the whole thing?
I do want the whole thing because, like my best friend was pregnant actually not that long ago, and it's one of the things that started it.
Yeah.
And the entire time, like, I was helping her, and so I was seeing how baby was developing. I went to some of her scans, and I was just like, oh my gosh, it's amazing. It's the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
I'm worried for you, Ryan, if that's the pregnancy thing that she's after, because when you do fall pregnant, she's going to never want to stop. So you're going to have like a whole
millions
van full of babies.
A big tarago.
Well, I mean, there's a bit of fun involved.
Let's go to Piara Waters. Leah, your thoughts?
Hello, I can completely agree. I'm actually in a same-sex relationship, so, you know, odds were against this straight away. Fell pregnant first, with a friend, you know, we did it that way. Unfortunately, the pregnancy ended, and then we endured 6 years of fertility treatment. You know, watching people get pregnant around us, obviously at that prime age of, you know, everyone getting married and having kids. And then, you know, people not understanding why after one of our friends was with her boyfriend for 6 weeks, and as to why we weren't, you know, jumping up and down excited while we were right in about year four of trying to get pregnant.
So Lee, obviously, if you're in a same-sex relationship, you both are capable of having a child. Have you, obviously...
So we both were trying in that time. So taking it in turn. IVF, IUI, did it all, blood tests, taking time off work.
It's expensive.
Seeing everyone happy, you know, everyone's so happy. It'll happen when you least expect it.
I've spoken to my mum a lot about this because obviously we've spoken a lot that I am adopted, and that's because my mum couldn't get pregnant herself. And it was really tricky because my mum was the oldest of the sisters, and her younger sister got pregnant and is obviously so excited. She's having a baby, and then she's like, well, I don't want to celebrate in front of your mum who's been trying for 10 years. It's sort of an awkward scenario.
I've had friends that were too scared to even tell their other friends, and so they've waited so far along because they've been going through, you know, like 6 or 7 years.
She's put on a bit of beef.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was, and it was like quite a serious conversation.
Let's go to Harrisdale. Cherie, your thoughts?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Cherie. How are you feeling after hearing that?
It's really sad because I've been married for over 2 years and with my husband for 6 years. And I'm quite young. I'm only 24, but, like, my partner is 11 years older than me. And we've been trying for a baby for over a year. And it's really hard. And I think the thing that makes me the saddest is I see people all around me, my friends, falling pregnant, you know, with people that they haven't necessarily been with for too long or not in a really committed relationship. And then, you know, I've got a house with my husband, and I just feel like I'm trying so hard to have this baby. And then, like, my hairdresser and everything, like, people that are on the pill and go on antibiotics and then, you know, fall pregnant straight away. And then there's me who has an app, and I'm looking when I'm ovulating and, like, time to go and still nothing. Like, I don't know what's
wrong
with me.
And it's not like you're shaming those people because, like, at the end of the day, they might not be prepared with a house and all that kind of stuff, but it could be the best thing that ever happens to them, and it probably will be. But it's just more you just have that burning desire, and it's,
Cherie, do you find, so for instance, if I was interested in a type of car, you suddenly start seeing that type of car everywhere on the road. Have you found that now that you really want kids, all you see at the supermarket and down the street is pregnant ladies and young children?
Oh, 100%. And when I'm watching, like, even TV series and that people falling pregnant, like, oh, my God, I'm pregnant. I, like, stare at my husband and I'm like, and he's like, oh, it's okay. Like, oh,
Sheree. Well, we're sending you all the best of love, mate. And we really do hope that you can call us back in a year and tell us that you've got a beautiful bundle of joy.
Oh, thank you so much. I hope so.
Yeah, good luck, mate. And thank you to everyone as well, Sheree, Leah and Heather and everyone else who's called through to share their stories. We know it's a sensitive topic, but we do really appreciate it.
Big love to Bridget.
Yeah.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Holy tomorrow.
You might know him as the rugby player that has outlandish Aussie comments.
Sweating like a gypsy with a mortgage, actually, when he got up after scoring that draw.
But Nick Cummins is Australia's new bachelor.
Yeah, look, there's a couple of big hoos getting about.
Please welcome the Honey Badger.
Nick, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me.
Were there any big hoos in the house?
Oh, no, actually.
Yeah, you can't say that.
It's a quote. Pitch, but not in the house.
Yeah, right.
Let's talk about it. It has been one hell of an experience from a rugby player who went overseas to play rugby who has now decided to come home to be Australia's bachelor. Like, how does that conversation even go down?
That's the thing. It's 2018. It's about, you know, trying new things, being your best you, and I think throwing yourself in the danger zone, and that's just what I've done.
It is the danger zone.
Yeah.
You're like a deer in headlights. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, but that's been my life
for
a long time. I always like to throw myself into the deep end. I think that's where you get your growth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I think with this, there'd be, you know, a lot of pros and a lot of cons. But was there anything in particular that when you were deciding to do this, you were a bit nervous about?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, it's one of those things that it does scare me a bit. So that's where I, like Tyson said, fear should be something you should be hunted down and killed. Don't know how that applies to this, but
yeah, don't kill the girls.
But yeah, like, I mean, basically just take it on, you know, and have a go. Of course, you know, there's cameras in your face while you're kissing a girl, but
is that real weird? How close are the actual cameras? Because we just watch it on TV and don't think about that sort of thing. But is it right up in your grill there?
Yeah, sometimes it's a bit much.
Do you rate your kissing technique?
No, I'm not a face eater. That's for sure.
Okay.
No. So how many girls did you end up kissing?
Oh, Kapler.
No,
I'm not into that sort of thing.
What do you mean? You don't go on a TV show to date women and you're not into kissing?
He's not a kiss and tell.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
He's a gentleman.
You'll have to watch the show, Ando.
Yeah. You will. No, I mean, there's one of those things. You can go out and kiss all these girls, but then you get to a point, you're like, oh, you know what? You want it to be meaningful, so you sort of just drop back a bit. You're like, no, just pull up stumps. And then all of a sudden, there's a petty fight because you
haven't kissed all of
them. Yeah, you've kissed that one. You haven't kissed that one.
Easy way to fix the problem, mate. Yeah, just dive in for a couple more.
Obviously, the first episode of The Bachelor every year is one of the highest rating episodes because we get to meet all the girls and they come out of the car and you see them. You hear the saying, like, love at first sight. Obviously, you can't just drop a bomb of who won, but is it fair to say that the people who you were favourite, you saw straight away and you're like, yep, that one's maybe not the winner, but a winner?
I think you could pick probably a final five, probably straight up.
You reckon?
Yeah.
But that's just maybe by their personalities. Would you reckon your family and friends who will be sitting there to watch the first one, who obviously don't know what's been going on because you got to keep it quiet, do you reckon they'll be able to pick your type?
Yes, but also I've changed my type.
Ooh.
So my type went from a type with certain coloured hair to now it's none of that. Now it's absolutely nothing but what you feel.
Wow.
Not what you feel, but what...
We've progressed from B's to double D's, you know.
No, the feelings that you have.
It's like sitting next beside them and you know, a silence isn't awkward.
Yeah.
You know, sitting with them and you just, time disappears and you don't even.
Can you stop it? Every girl's falling in love with you right now.
Now, Nick, I've got a question in regards to, I think this would have been a funny moment, but when you were told your best mate or something that you were this year's bachelor, did they think you were taking the piss?
Yeah, you just get a reply back saying, feed income, ?
And were your parents a part of the process of you deciding to do this?
Well, yeah, I mean, I brought up my family. I've got a big family. I'm one of eight kids.
Yeah.
And you know, straight up, my brothers were like, what, like a dating thing? Like you go on dates and you I was like, yeah, yeah. And they go, and do you smooch them? I'm like, yeah, yeah. And they're like, oh, how good. Yeah, you beauty. They're like, go for it. And Dad's like, yeah, yeah, why not? What could go wrong? But then my sisters were like, oh, I don't know if you know what you're getting yourself into here. It's a bit of a, it's a different thing. But, you know, I think I've always been about throwing myself in the mix and they know that, even though that this is nothing I would ever do. Like they think it's such an out of the box thing for me to do, but I mean, you got to grow and change and I like new things. So
catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today. Nick Cummins is Australia's new bachelor.
Yeah, look, there's a couple of big hoolers getting about.
Please welcome the Honey Badger.
Obviously, you'll decide who the winner is at the end, but I feel like a lot of guys who have sisters, the sisters need to give the approval of the new lady. Do they come into it and do they give you the, oh, that one, not that one sort of advice?
Yeah, like, and that's a big thing. When the family comes in and they actually meet the girls, there's certain, that's when my family now would know which one is more suited to me.
Yeah, got you.
So they would have met a few and then they'll know in the back of their mind, oh, it's definitely this one.
They can, because they get a feel for them. When they sit down and talk to the family, they know just everything. You can feel their presence and how they would gel into our sort of our family, you know, dynamic. And yeah, like they picked it like pretty good. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah,
right. Really good.
It's good that they're supporting you as well, because could you imagine getting on that show and not having any family or friends support you?
Yeah, well, I was expecting to have no support, but turns out, you know, blood's thicker than water and your family always got your back.
Yeah. What's it like behind the scenes? So this is what I always, obviously you can't go into too much detail because it's a TV show and it's a production, but the girls are in one house. Are you in like this amazing bachy pad and someone's standing there like, you know, feeding you your food and you've got like someone choosing your outfits every single day? You just, is it like we all imagine, like you're living like a king or? No.
Kind of. You know, I think you put your own undies on and tradie undies.
Obviously. I was going to say, what are those undies that I
Who's sponsoring you at the moment, Bonds? Or?
No, tradie.
Oh, tradie.
Yeah. Have you seen the commercials?
Oh, sorry, I thought, no, I haven't. Yeah.
Do you need extra support?
No.
Because they got tradie ladies. No, yeah, I mean, there's no butler running around the house. Like you cook your own tucker sometimes, and I'm pretty hard on the tooth, so I'll go out and make my own feeds. But you know, sometimes you order in a bit of Uber, Uber Eats, and
I love it.
Yeah, just sort of try and keep it as normal as possible, because you are locked up for a few months.
I've watched The Batch a bit, and when Matty J would look into their eyes and say these really romantic things, and I'd be like, oh, goodness gracious me. Are you fed those lines? Or like, just a couple of takes?
Because
like, that there, I that's the time of my life I'm just like, and I can't swear because commercial radio, but I'm like, that I would not be involved in saying those things.
Yes. Well, look, it's a tough one. There, as you know, it's not a documentary. that's probably the best way to explain it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all part of it.
Yeah.
All right, let's do the fast five. So I'm just going to ask you five questions. Okay. You've just got to answer the first thing that comes into your head. Okay. What's the one song that you make love to?
Oh, it would be, I had it before. Round, round, you know, I don't know, so round, round, baby, round, round, spin the night.
You spin me right round, baby, round.
You make love to that song?
I have.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay.
To the words too.
Your first kiss, can you remember who that was?
No, I can't. Actually, what? Yes, I do. It was year three.
Year three? Nice and early.
Started early, mate.
No, but yeah, then I was a late bloomer.
Oh, right.
Like in the end.
Yeah.
The final stages.
Yeah, I mean, Josh lost me V-wings about a couple of years ago. But I'm... Making up a lost time, I go on the Bachelor. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, who was the best kisser in the Batchy?
Oh, well, I can't say because you have to.
I thought I'd get
watch.
You there. Thought no. I'd get you there.
Well, you're dreaming.
What's your go-to date dish?
Date dish. I don't mind a bit of salmon.
Ooh, crispy skin.
Both.
Mm. Most embarrassing moment the Honey Badger's ever had.
I have probably three slabs of salmon.
What?
So one will be crispy, one will be, and you just change it up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, and you cook this yourself?
No, I'm pretty hard on the tooth. Yeah, you got to eat a lot.
And your most embarrassing moment ever?
Oh, jeez. Most embarrassing moment.
I reckon you got a few.
Staring into someone's eyes on The Bachelor.
Yes, yeah, so, oh, saying some cringe-worthy things.
You've said a few in your time, mate. That's how you've got favours here, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know about that.
I'm only joking.
Those things are the funny parts of life. Mm. You know, it's a bit cringe at the time, but then you laugh your head off later.
If you don't laugh, you'll cry.
Yeah.
You might as well laugh. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Well,
we love your honesty.
The Bachelor returns tonight at 7:30 on Channel 10. Nick Cummins, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah. Good on you guys.
Thanks, mate.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Xavier Ellis, we came across a very interesting text message conversation between you and your partner, Emily.
Yep.
It was on her Instagram.
Yes.
So we kind of got a little sneak peek at the life of Xavier Ellis and Em and the way that things go on in your household. And Ryan and I thought we'd bring it to life for the people of Perth.
Okay.
So I am actually starring as the Xavier Ellis.
Yes, beautiful.
In a text message conversation whilst Ryan John.
I'll be playing the role of Emily today. I've been putting a lot of work into getting the character right.
Well, you're physically looking like her as well at the moment. from three.
Is that fat shaming me or Em?
Both, but one's pregnant.
No, but she's pregnant. She's got an excuse.
Maybe I'm pregnant as well. Don't out me like that, guys. Well, anyway, Heidi is playing Xavier. I'm playing Emily. And here is the text message conversation that went on in Xavier Ellis's life.
You've used a bath bomb. WTF, I'm stranded, lost.
Smiley face, smiley face, smiley face. I haven't, mate. I don't take baths. I have showers. Sounds like you're losing track of your bath bombs.
Nope. Get.
There is a bath bomb from Lush in the bottom drawer, I think. And also, you can get. This is just another you've hidden my charger scenario.
Which drawer is the bomb in? It's not a joke. I've had a hard day.
It's in the bottom drawer. It's white with petals, I think. In a plastic wrapper. Possibly square-shaped. P.S. Hard day, you reckon? Oh, baby, you're such a precious little sausage. I've got my fingers crossed. I'm hoping for a little pic of your little leg stretching out of the tub.
Is that fairly accurate, Xavier, what happened?
Yeah, look, I enjoy having a bath, and I swear when I'm not home, she either puts them in the bin, because I seem to spend a lot of time down at local chemists buying these bath bombs so regularly.
Now, I like the bit where you said, I've had a hard day. You come in here, do Sudoku for a few hours, then leave again. What is hard about your day?
Well, if I don't finish the Sudoku, it really grinds me.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hit 92.9.
That Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up was for Skill Hire, your employment and training specialist.